Friends and family, welcome to this graveside service to honor the life and legacy of Louis Edwin Wilhelm. I'm Bishop Pigenbotham of the Canyon Ridge Ward, and it's my honor to be conducting services today. We're grateful to have with us members of the South Cache American Legion who will now present military honors.
Color Guard, move the flag of the United States Army forward to a place of honor.
Dear family members and friends, members of the South Cache American Legion Post 47 and the Utah Army National Guard are honored to provide military honors for a friend and brother in arms, Louis Wilhelm. His mortal life was blessed with happiness and joy because he and men and women like him have served honorably and without hesitation to protect the rights, privileges, and freedoms we all enjoy in this great country. Before us is the symbol of our nation. It is under this flag that we all serve. It is the flag that is recognized by friend and foe alike as a symbol of freedom as it flies over this republic, the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is the flag of the United States of America. The rifle squad will fire three volleys. The three volleys come from an old battlefield custom. The two warring sides would cease hostilities to clear their dead from the battlefield, and the firing of the three volleys meant that the dead had been properly cared for and the sides were ready to resume the battle. Louis Wilhelm has been properly cared for and his mortal battles are over. At the conclusion of the firing of the three volleys, our post bugler will sound taps. Taps is a living soldier's final tribute and last farewell to a brother in arms who has passed away. I would like to share its last verse with you. Listen carefully and you will hear as the bugler plays. Day is done, gone the sun, from the hills, from the lakes, from the sky. All is well, safely rest, God is nigh. We would ask that you cover your hearts during the playing of taps in respect for Louis. You may want to cover your ears during the three volley rifle salute, because the report from the rifles is rather loud. Following the playing of taps, the flag will be lovingly and meticulously folded and presented to the family. And for now, Louis Wilhelm, good friend to all who knew you, until we meet again, may God bless and keep you and your family and these United States of America.
Rifleman. Up. Aim. Fire. 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 Order. Arm. Grant. Arm. Rifleman, please the brass. Color guard dismissed.
Express our thanks to the members of the South Cache American Legion for their service today and for their service and dedication to our country. We'll open our services today with an opening prayer offered by Rod Wilhelm, nephew. Following the invocation, Tate White, grandson, will read a life sketch. He'll be followed by Corey Wiley, son-in-law, who will read a poem. He will be followed by Quincy White, granddaughter, who will present a piano solo, The River Flows in You. And then David Luthy, a friend, will address us.
Our kind Father in heaven, it's with heavy hearts that we gather today at the passing of our friend, family member Louis Wilhelm. We're grateful to have known Louis and to continue to know him in his spirit. We're grateful for this beautiful spot and this beautiful community where he can lay his mortal body to rest as he continues his eternal journey. Again, we're We're so grateful for Lou. I don't think there's anyone here who hasn't shared and experienced in his service, his generosity, his help in many ways, his stories. Always had a joke, and we've most of us have been victims of his pranks as well. We're so grateful for the things which he taught us and did for us. We ask thee, Father, that thy spirit will be here with us, that we may feel a connection with Lou, and that his spirit will be here, and that thy blessing will be with his family for comfort and peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Louis E. Wilhelm passed away on May 13, 2022, at the age of 82. Grandpa was born April 13, 1940, in Logan, Utah, the son of Edmund L. and Lucille B. Wilhelm. He was the third of six children, five boys and one girl. He was raised on the family's farm in North Logan. As a young boy, he learned the value of hard work and responsibility, which he carried through his entire life. Prior to furthering his education, Grandpa served a full-time mission for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from June 1960 to January 1963. He enjoyed sharing the gospel with the people of Hong Kong in the Cantonese language. He loved sharing many stories of his experiences there. When he returned home, he attended Utah State University for a short time. Due to the pending draft, he enlisted in the United States Army. As part of his Army service, he studied Mandarin Chinese at the Presidio of Monterey, home of the Defense Language Institute. Grandpa spent 4 years active duty, 63 to 67, in the U.S. Army as a Chinese linguist, stationed in Okinawa and Fort Meade, Maryland. Grandpa became acquainted with a cute girl, Effie Frank, in the summer of 1968. They were introduced through Grandpa's cousin. After dating and a short engagement, they were married August 30th, 1968, in Salt Lake LDS Temple. Together, they moved to Springville, Utah, where Grandpa attended Brigham Young University and Grandma worked as a registered nurse at BYU. Grandpa earned his bachelor's degree there in the Chinese language. Afterward, they returned to Cache Valley, where he received his teaching certificate through Utah State University. Grandpa and Grandma made their lifelong home in North Logan. This is where they raised their three children, Julie and Corey Wiley, Shelly and Chris White, and Danny Lindsay Wilhelm. Grandpa is proud to be an example to eight grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. Grandpa was an educator in the Cache County School District for 30 years, beginning at Providence Elementary and retiring from Summit Elementary in 1998. He also worked hard on his family farm, where he took pride in raising beef cattle, alfalfa, and grain. Through example, he instilled in us all the importance of hard work and dedication. After retiring, Grandpa worked in the Logan Temple until his death, until health made this challenging. He also enjoyed working on his farm, motorcycle trips, hunting, fishing, reading, drawing, and supporting us grandchildren in all our activities. Grandpa was a simple man. He loved a good joke, the outdoors, pink cookies, peanut M&Ms, red vines, Mountain Dew, watching the Utah Jazz, cherished friendships, his country, but most of all, his family and God. Grandpa was survived by our good grandma, Effie, and their three children. He was preceded in death by his parents and two brothers. I know Grandpa is with all of us today, and he loves us. He's starting a wonderful, painless afterlife above and saving all of us a spot next to him. Thank you, Grandpa, for everything you've taught all of us. We love you.
If I could take a trip back to heaven, what a time I think I would have. A hardworking son I'd be to a wonderful earthly mom and dad. If I could take a trip back to heaven, I would play in the fields as a child and have family all around, brothers and a sister to work the family farm and ground. If I could take a trip back to heaven, I would work hard in the fields of hay to raise the best alfalfa, so they would say. If I could take a trip back to heaven, I would defend our freedoms and preach the gospel too. And if given a chance, I'd share my love of them with you. If I could take a trip back to heaven, I would always do my best, work hard at school I might, and enjoy the beautiful sunsets from an alfalfa field at twilight. If I could take a trip back to heaven, I would be excited to watch my children's achievements grow and be a proud papa every moment or so. If I could take a trip back to heaven, I would raise my beautiful daughters and enjoy a horse show's first place won, and enjoy outdoors in God's beauty as I would go hunting with my son. If I could take a trip back to heaven, I would let grandkids on my knee and hold my wife so close and call her my sweet Effie. If I could take a trip back to heaven, this journey has been so fast. I'm 82 today, but I hope I've made this journey last.
Lewis Wilhelm was at home, in the classroom, in the saddle, in his truck, or with an artist brush or lasso in his hand. He is lovingly remembered as a teacher, colleague, and friend. Mostly, though, his greatest legacy is as a cherished husband, father, and grandfather. thanks, Effie, to you and the family for the opportunity that you've given me to express my feelings about Lewis and the hope of that he has of the gospel of Jesus Christ as we remember him. My hope is that you, especially Effie, and the family will be comforted knowing that at some future time, you will again be with Lewis in an eternal realm as a family with loved ones all around, having a fullness of joy. Lewis learned early in his life not only how to work hard as a farmer, but over time, how to find the joy that comes from doing a lot of things well. Everything from speaking Cantonese to mowing hay. He reaped a wonderful harvest from planting many different kinds of seeds and then working hard to make them grow so he could reap a bounteous harvest. He lived a full life and an example for all of us. You can probably tell that with Lou's passing, I have thought about his work ethic. A particular scripture has come to my mind. This scripture tells us about the reward of good work. It also tells us about where Lou is now and probably what he's doing. Prophet Alma in the Book of Mormon said, "Now concerning the state of the soul between death and the resurrection, behold, it has been made known unto me by an angel that the spirits of all men, as soon as they are departed from this mortal body, yea, the spirits of all men, whether they be good or evil, are taken home to that God who gave them life. And then shall it come to pass that the spirits of those who are righteous are received into a state of happiness, which is called paradise, a state of rest, a state of peace, where they shall rest from all their troubles and from all care and sorrow." End of quote. I have no doubt, because of Lou's good works, he has entered paradise and is now in a state of happiness. His faithful life and the legacy of a wonderful family, along with all the good that he accomplished, certainly tells me, that that's true. As for what he is doing, it is so interesting for me that in that scripture that I just read, Alma mentions being at rest in paradise. For me, for Lou, that means that he is free and resting. Resting from what he has had to endure over this past while. The prophet Alma goes on to tell us about peace. No troubles, no sorrow or care. But note that Alma didn't say no work. I can't imagine that Lou is now lazing around getting bored. I visualize him up and doing, and I wonder, what is it that he might be doing? I can only guess that as a worthy, faithful priesthood holder, he is anxiously engaged in a good cause. I can imagine teaching people, as he did for so long, and helping them to live better lives closer to our Savior. I suspect that Lou is now what he always was, a worthy man doing a righteous work and having fun along the way. Can I also imagine that as he passed through the veil, he had on his grand smile with a twinkle in his eye as he met with those he loved but has missed for a while. I can also imagine that at some future date, it will be a sweet time when you, Effie, the light of his life, your children and grandchildren who meant the world to him, will be together again, sharing your bonds of love, having a fullness of joy. This is my hope for you, your family, and indeed for all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talks about our relationship with heaven when he says that we oftentimes see through a glass darkly. As we're here in mortality, we walk by faith. We don't have a perfect knowledge, but we do have an understanding of the goodness of God and of the plan of salvation. And I have a testimony that in these difficult times of loss and grief, we do have the blessing to be able to maybe see through that glass a little more clearly with an understanding of the eternal mission of each and every one of us and of the eternal mission of Lou. I'm so grateful to a loving Heavenly Father who sent his Son to atone for us, to break the bonds of physical and spiritual death so that we can be reunited with glory, with perfect understanding of the love that our Savior has for each and every one of us. And I leave that message with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We would like to thank all of you for your support here today. We'll conclude our services with the dedication of the grave. And the prayer will be offered by Lavelle Jensen.
My Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ and by authority of the Holy Melchizedek Priesthood, I dedicate this grave as the final resting place for Louis Wilhelm. And we ask thee, Father, that this may be a protected place, that no harm or accident will befall it. And we, at this time, we wish to bless this place that when family comes here to visit, they may feel the closeness and love of a good friend. He was a friend of many. He was a very, very good friend of mine. We asked it. We may come here and feel close to him when we come to visit. We ask these favors and blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.